The city of Boston is widely known as a college town, and with colleges comes college radio. Boston's collegiate airwaves are among the most diverse in the country, from students to professionals, and from big-budget powerhouses to campus-only microstations. The only thing they all seem to have in common is their drive to be different. WALN's Aaron Bishop wanted to hear just how these stations are breaking the formats and finding their way onto your radio dial.
And you're listening to WECB, Wecba, in case you didn't know.
We have two things. We're a format show, which is alternative rock, and afterwards we do specialty shows, and those can vary. Anything from 80s music to more alternative underground music to music dealing with movies, like soundtracks. We have a metal show, and we have like a Celtic type of show. It really varies.
There's a couple stories. Probably the most famous one was the one where we moved into where the studio and where the offices are today. Originally, there was no place for WECB to go, and they had already given away what was at that point, our current studio space and office space. So some of the student management at that point looked up some old alumni, called up a few radio stations, got on the air on WBZ with Dave Maynard. The Board of Trustees was then, you know, listening and receptive to the fact that ECB had pull among alumni, and therefore kind of saved us and put us into the office space and stuff where we are today.
90.3 FM.
Everything you need in one convenient location.
WCBC.
That's my idea of heaven.
I've had many strange stories. Nirvana on the day the Nevermind album came out, they were in here. REM, when they first became a band, Jim McKay used to DJ here, and they used to hang out, smoke pot, live here for weeks on end, and supposedly they recorded their first 7-inch radio for Europe, the first version here. And we've been interviewed a lot. The police, the first time they came to the U.S. in Boston and played The Rat, they interviewed here. BBC is basically, it's basically a training station for students to get onto FM. And students can play whatever they like as long as no obscenities. They can play Pearl Jam and all the commercial tunes they like, as long as it's not an FM.
Broadcasting from the College Communication, this is 89.3 FM and 640 AM, WTBU, Boston University, Boston.
My name is Martin Kester. I'm currently the music director at WTBU. As music director, I do a lot here. I handle the music that enters into the station, anything that has to do with that. And I also have a show, just pretty much over 2 hours, just any type of music, rap, hip-hop, jazz, 70s, funk, soul, everything. Just, it's called The Show. Like I say, you know, you can call me management, call me prophet, call me the kid, but give me a call. Well, they're pretty free-flowing. Brooke, who's the RPM director, had one of the top jungle DJs in Boston in here just spinning at the station, just playing whatever. Travis has had interviewed with many bands, many members of bands on his show, like all the time. Like they do that as a regular thing, like every week. You know, you have three different guests on from three totally different musical genres all in the same week, and you're never ever gonna see that at any other station except the college radio station.
And this is WMBR in Cambridge. Stay tuned now for the WMBR.
My name is Lawrence Azrin. Been with WMBR almost 3 years now. I do the Wednesday Lost and Found show from noon to 2, music of the 60s. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I did an entire set for Valentine's Day, which is coming up Saturday, songs that had the word sweet or sugar in the title.
Well, as far as what you can play on the air, the music you can play, there really aren't any rules, or hardly any rules at all. For example, the alternative programs can throw in Perry Como if they wish to, which they have done in situations where it was screamingly funny and appropriate in its own way. As the folk music director, there is nobody standing over me to say you can't play AC/DC, which similarly I have done in situations where it fit. Well, sure. It can work.